All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy.
This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I'm joined with
Blonde with a Drink.
AKA Haley. She is one of the newest members of Zero Dark Nerdy. She's been on the Instagram game for quite some time now, shouting out local bars, restaurants, and reviewing some of her favorite beers out there. So we're going to be talking about some of our favorite beverages. We actually have a couple Trulies here that we're going to enjoy. But before we get into that, you know, just kind of tell the audience, A, how they can find you on social media, and just kind of B, how the whole Blonde with a Drink came about.
Okay, so you can follow me on at Blonde with a Drink on Instagram. I don't do Facebook, but, you know, follow me on Instagram. And it came about because of quarantine, and I did really good the first part of quarantine. I was, like, running, like, how much water can I drink in a day? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, feeling really healthy.
Yeah.
And then I went to visit my cousins in Florida, and just, like, one thing led to another. And then, like, all of my posts on my, like, personal page just really turned into me drinking. And I was like, wait a second, why don't I take this opportunity and turn it into something? And so I was sitting at a bar, actually in Savannah, Georgia. I was on vacation. And I was like, Blonde with a Drink. Well, actually, it started as Haley with a Drink. But very lame. And so the alcohol kept, you know, drinks kept coming. And next thing I know, it was Blonde with a Drink, and here we are.
There it is.
Almost a year in. Next month, it'll be a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So one thing that we can thank for quarantine and COVID is the birth, or whatever you want to call it, of Blonde with a Drink. So a little backstory here. Haley and I have a ton of mutual friends. It's Greensboro. There's 0 degrees of separation. I bartended for 15 years. She bartends part-time here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw these awesome posts from her about just kind of places that she was shouting out, drinks she was having. And I was like, you know, we really need, like, a beer aficionado on the show, and just someone that's just dope as hell. So, she ended up meeting me one day at trivia night before I was getting ready to kick off. And we just hit it off and been friends ever since. We hung out last time. What was the Flathers last night at Stumbles?
Talk about a good night.
From what I can remember, it was great.
Yeah, so fun.
So, you know, in regards to some of your favorite local establishments, whether here or in the triad in general, what are some places that you can be found at, or that you just really enjoy? And who has, you know, great drink specials? Who has great brunches? Like, what are some of your, like, top five? For those our fans out there, either that live in Greensboro, or if you're going to visit Greensboro, you know, definitely listen up to this part.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like you can definitely always find me at Stumbles. I love Stumbles. I love the atmosphere, the people there. Everyone's so nice, and they have the best mac and cheese bites. Mm-hmm. So here for that. I love to go to 113 because I love their, like, take on live music. Mm-hmm. I love that. It gives me, like, Nashville vibes.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. They cleaned it up super nice.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. And so I like it there. I'd love to go there. Let's see. Where else do I frequent? For brunch. Mm-hmm. Let's skip to brunch. I'm thinking about food. Rascals Tavern.
Okay.
Probably my favorite, and they do bottomless mimosas. So
can't beat that.
Gets me in trouble, but great place.
Nice.
Melt also has bottomless mimosas.
Yes, they do. And big shout out to the Melt crew. They support trivia, a lot of our trivia nights, so shout out to the Melt crew out there.
Yeah, and their duck fat fries.
Yeah,
amazing.
Okay. I don't think I've had those yet.
Recommend them. Nice. Highly recommend them. Those are, like, probably, like, my favorite places. Oh, well, Sage Mule.
Okay.
Have you done Sage Mule?
I actually have not been to Sage Mule yet.
Oh, you've got to go.
Okay.
But also expect to have a wait if you go.
All right. Okay.
Because it's that popping.
And then, I think I've seen a couple posts from you being at our good friends over at Four Saints out in Ashboro.
Yes.
Big shout out to Four Joel. Saints.
Yeah, Joel's amazing, and Four Saints beer is phenomenal. And if you have a chance to go out there.
Yeah.
Take it.
Ashboro, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check it out. Good friends of ours. We did a few trivia nights when we first started out, and we're looking to do some more. I'm actually having a phone conversation with Joel tomorrow. So
no way.
I'll definitely bring you. And so that's another thing to look forward to is Haley brought this great concept of doing more live streams from these local establishments. Mm-hmm. trying out the food, trying out some of their drinks. So we've been wanting to do more live videos and just videos in general. So she's going to definitely kind of spearhead that for us. So you'll be seeing us at a lot of these local places.
Yeah, I love that. And going out, going back to Four Saints will be really great too. And yeah, having their beer.
Oh, for sure. So what do we got here? So you brought like a little kind of mix pack over here. So which one do you have right now?
Okay, so I have the berry, truly, the berry punch. I've had the citrus, or no, the tropical. Okay. Tell us about yours.
Okay.
Introduce yours.
So this one is the truly tropical punch. I'm going to try to Vanna White this bad boy.
Yes.
This will be the picture for the cover of the photo right here.
So these are Truly's latest like release.
Okay.
They just came out with the punch within the past couple weeks. And so these are the latest.
Wow, that's
They're
good.
Sweet. It tastes like summer in a can.
It does. It really does. It tastes like I feel like I'm on vacation right now. And you know, my parents are not big drinkers, but I can see my parents really, really liking this. Because my dad despises the taste of beer. But something like this, I think I can actually maybe talk him into.
Yeah. I think that I really like them.
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of, remember the fruit by the foot?
Oh, yeah.
This kind of reminds me of the berry fruit by the foot
in a can. Yeah. Yeah, and this tropical punch is fantastic. And again, for those of you out there that are not on the Truly train, I mean, what are you waiting on? I mean, don't get me wrong. We've done episodes before in the past, and I was not a fan in the beginning, only because, especially soda, like soda water. Kind of gives me indigestion.
Okay, yeah.
So I had to get used to it. And then after a while, a big shout out to Ashley. She would get them. And then I'm like, these really aren't that bad.
They're really not.
They're really not.
They're like, you know, sitting by the pool, mm-hmm. sitting at the lake, mm-hmm. on the beach, wherever you might be.
Yep.
Floating on the river.
Yep. Definitely working on my summer bod. I got about a month left.
It is summer. Summer is here.
It is. It's like 85 today here in North Carolina.
It's summer
is
here.
No, I definitely Zero Dark Nerdy approved. Like the tropical punch. What other flavors does Truly have out as far as like their new kind of batch?
So if you didn't know this, which I recently learned, the Truly lemonades, mm-hmm. they came out with a watermelon lemonade.
Okay.
But they're getting rid of the black cherry lemonade.
Okay.
I'm a little bummed about it.
Yeah.
Just because I like the black cherry lemonade.
Sure.
But the problem is I haven't been able to find it yet.
Oh, okay.
And I really want to try the watermelon lemonade. It sounds like it's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
But haven't come across it.
Okay.
Just yet. So I'm trying. And then they have the wild berry, which is, well, that one's been out for like a year now, but it's new. And I feel like it's definitely like the most popular. Like if you're going to go to a bar or a restaurant and you're like, can I get a Truly? Nine times out of 10, that's what they have.
Gotcha.
Or the lemonades.
Okay.
And the lemonades are definitely very sweet.
Okay.
So you gotta like sweet.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. This one's sweet, but it does taste like summer in a bottle though, right here. I mean, and have you ever tried, I know that there's been a lot of mimosa kind of mixes as of like the last few years. I did one where it was like the Kettle One Botanicals. I forgot what flavor it was, but with champagne, with OJ, which is really good. Like, are there any mimosa variations that you're really into, or are you just old school, straight up mimosa?
You know, usually when it comes down to mimosas, it's like champagne, maybe a little splash of orange juice.
My kind of girl right here. There you go.
I mean, no, you don't want to mess up the champagne.
No.
Right?
No.
You know?
Yeah, you can definitely take it easy on the OJ.
Absolutely. Or I like to do it with like pineapple juice or cranberry. Keep it interesting.
Perfect.
I feel like we should do a brunch episode.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So that's a very good segue. So if you're listening, if you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook, all that fun stuff, and you want to have your bar, restaurant, especially if you're here in the Triad area or Gate City area, you know, pretty much anywhere here around here in Guilford County.
In Winston. Winston has a lot of spots.
Yes. Big shout out to Winston-Salem out there as well, too. They do have a lot of spots. So, again, if you're a bartender, bar owner, bar patron, and you want to see your establishment featured on Zero Dark Thirsty, I think is something that we talked about, Zero Dark Thirsty.
I love Zero Dark Thirsty.
There you go. I got to make those shirts now, too.
Yes.
We'll have to come up with a cool logo for it.
I already have ideas.
Oh, I love it.
Like, I love can't
it.
Wait.
See, go get her over here. But, let us know. We would love to check out your place. Definitely do a live stream from there. Promote the food. Promote the drinks. and go from there. So again, one more time, where can everybody find you at on social media?
At Blonde with a Drink on Instagram.
There you go, on Instagram. So again, for those of you listening, we definitely appreciate your patronage. Be sure to check out our website, popculturepodcast.com, courtesy of our good friends over at Zibster. That is Z-I-B-S-T-E-R, doing phenomenal websites and SEO services for literally like dirt cheap prices. As always, big thank you to Attorney Newman, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, keeping all of us out of jail. He is going to take care of your civil, criminal, and traffic court needs in Guilford County and all surrounding areas. You can find him at attorneynewman.com. Again, big thank you to Haley. Get some air horns in there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be seeing her more often, that's for sure. So the newest member of Zero Dark Nerdy, a.k.a. Zero Dark Thirsty, and we will catch you next time.
Cheers. Peace.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.